Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. To as Get 'Em Radio presents the East St. Louis Christian Center Church service. On this morning, hallelujah. So welcome, welcome. Good to see all of you who have called in already. Praise his holy name. Amen. We're going to begin this morning with prayer. Pastor Mom's going to open us up with a word of prayer.
Holy Father, we thank you this morning just to be with you and just be with us this morning and take care of us all, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being with you and standing by. Hold you in the battle hand. And we need you, Lord, every
yes, Lord.
Minute and every hour. We just thank you and we just praise your holy name. We give you all
going to pray for the president, right?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for the president and give him all the praise, and that, Lord, give him the good words to say and the good things to do. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for him being with us and just standing by us. You standing by us and lead us along the way. We thank you, Pastor. We thank you for being with us and standing by us. Hold us in our hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we begin the service today, hallelujah, we're going to do what we usually do at our church services. And so we start with Psalm 95. And so if you can open up your Bibles with us, we read the King James Version of Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. That's Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we read also from the King James Version, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. So that's Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. So as you're getting that together, we just welcome you all this morning. You know, we live in the Heritage House, and we usually have church in the chapel. Now, the Heritage House is a senior apartment building, a high-rise senior apartment building in St. Louis. And the East St. Louis Christian Center Church has church in the chapel every Sunday at 11 a.m. Well, because of the COVID-19 and this virus that's going around, all of you know that church services all around the world, the doors have been closed in those church services. And even though the doors may be closed to the church, we are the church. Hallelujah. So church is still going on, and we can still assemble ourselves together. We can assemble ourselves together over the phone, hallelujah, over the phone lines, conference calls, Facebook. There's so many ways that has been provided for us to assemble ourselves together. And so we're taking advantage of what the Lord has already put out there, you know, years ago, and provided these ways. I mean, these airwaves have been used for other things, but we determine that they will be used for the glory of God. Hallelujah. So we're excited that God set this up in us over about 8 years ago. So when this time came, we could just keep going. Hallelujah. So as I said before, we're about to read Psalm 95, King James Version, verses 1 through 6, and then we're going to read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, the King James Version. And we usually read that aloud together when we're together. So we can read it together as well. Also, after we finish with Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, what we say every Sunday is we say one of the names or one of the things that the Lord has revealed himself as. And we usually go around the room and do that. So I'll repeat this again for those who will probably join. But tell us who the Lord is to you. So Pastor Mom will start off, and I'm going to open the lines and let you know what line I'm opening. And then you just make a brief statement, Lord, you are my, you know, or Lord, you are my banner. Lord, you are my healer. You are the everlasting God. Yes. Tell us who the Lord is to you. You got one, just, I know it's a lot. You can't do it in one thing, but just say one thing that God is to you, or one name that he is to you. Okay, So we're going to start reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Verse 6, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Now let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 in the King James Version. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So the Lord, he's revealed himself through his name. Jehovah is a Hebrew word for existing one, the one true God. Hallelujah. And Lord, and that appears 6,510 times in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. So we like to just say who the Lord is to us. And Pastor Mom and I are going to start, and then I'm going to open a line and very briefly just say who the Lord is to you. One statement, the Lord is my, okay, Pastor Mom?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. And I say, the Lord is my master. We're going to open a line. I think this is Sister Debbie. So, Sister Debbie, who is the Lord to you?
My healer.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Debbie. Hallelujah. Area code 314-875, who is the Lord to you? Hello? 314-875. If you have your mute on, take your mute off. All right, we'll keep going. Pastor Price, just very briefly, I mean, just everybody, if you don't want to say anything, that's fine. Okay? Pastor Price?
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd.
Hey, amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Good to have you all on. Good to have you on, Pastor Price. Thank you for coming on. Area code 314-315. If you want to say who the Lord is to you, we're opening your line. Who is the Lord to you? Area code 314-315. All right. We'll skip on to the next person. Area code 314-570, who is the Lord to you? Area code 314-570. Okay, we'll go on to the next person, Pastor Catherine. Amen. Who is the Lord to you, Pastor Catherine?
The Lord right now is my healer. He's my healer.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And it's okay if you don't say anything. That's fine. Area code 215-225. All right. Say who the Lord is to you. In one sentence, the Lord is?
The Lord is my high tower. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Area code 314-583. We're opening up your line. Say who the Lord is to you.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Hallelujah. All right, you're getting into my message today. Amen. But thank you, thank you. Area code 314-374. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my salvation, my foundation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we have a list here, so we're going to go down our list. We're going to just do what we usually do every Sunday. And everybody usually has a list, but I know you don't have it, so you can just listen to all of these names that we're going to call the Lord this morning. Lord, you are our strong creator. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord my master. You are the Lord my banner. You are the Lord my healer. You are the everlasting God. You are the God who sees. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord my shepherd. You are the Lord our righteousness. You are the Lord our peace. You are the Lord our sword. You are the jealous God. You are the Lord my help. You are the Lord our Father. You are the Lord our judge. You are the Lord my light. You are the mighty God. You are the Lord who is with us. You are the God that forgave. And you are the Lord my provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You are all these things, and you are more. You are the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says if two or more are gathered together in your name, and there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And now we have some declarations that we have been saying since the beginning of the year. And we're going to say a couple of these declarations now. Me and Pastor Mom are going to say it. So just join our faith, your faith together. And this second declaration, I said, God, you are awesome. You had us praying over this virus before we even knew it had hit. Lord have mercy. We thank you, Jesus. Now, we love declarations, and the reason why is because in Job 22:28, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. That's Job 22:28. So, you know, when we decree a thing, it's established. Hallelujah. It's a done deal. Glory to God. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So when we pray, and that was Isaiah 40 and verse 8, when we declare and decree the word of God, that's going to stand forever. So it's established when we decree, and when we decree the word of God, it stands forever. Amen. So our first declaration says this, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper, for I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. Hallelujah. And those that declaration came from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1:30. Now, this next declaration, now this, all of it's powerful because it's the word of God. Okay, Pastor Mom, we're going to say it together.
Okay.
Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we finish, I'm going to post this on Facebook. There's a few more declarations that I will post on Facebook so that you can see it. If you go to our God in the Mist, M-I-D-S-T, if you go to Facebook, God in the Mist, you'll be able to see these declarations. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So we're going to play a few songs this morning as our praise and worship time. There's a few here. I think we'll do Pastor Mom's, one of her favorite songs, first. She loves Break Every Chain. And so, amen, amen. So at this time, we need these chains broken. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need that the chain of the virus to be broken. And even at this time, we need that spirit of fear to be broken, destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for that power in your name to break every chain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's another song that I wanted to play as well. This is, and for us to just, not just to listen to it, but just to worship the Lord as we go into this service today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's a song that Donnie McClurkin sang, Speak to My Heart. And I think about that even at this time because, you know, we're calling on the name of Jesus to break every chain, and we need to hear from the Lord. We need to hear what he's saying right now. Hallelujah. And we need to hear it very clearly because each and every one of us has a part. I think about when I was in the marching band, you know, through high school and almost through college, and we would make these intricate formations on the field. We all had our part. You know, and our part had to be done. It may have not looked like it was a big part, but when you put the whole picture together, it was significant. Hallelujah. And that's what I think about now. We need to hear what the Lord is saying in our hearts. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, oh Lord,
speak to my heart.
Yeah. message of love. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide me, and let your word abide me.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
hallelujah. Speak to my heart, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Amen. Amen. I just got a text that said, yes, we speak to our hearts, Lord, as we wait on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because this is a time right now where we need to hear from the Lord. And we're in a pause mode right now. We're on pause. Whatever we were doing before has been stopped, has been paused. Even if all that you do is go to the grocery store once a week, that's been paused. Hallelujah. I mean, you can still go to the grocery store, but it's going to be different than when you went before. So we just bless God that he is speaking to our hearts right now. Amen. I'm looking out the window right now. I'm in St. Louis, and it is snowing. Wow. It is snowing. The buds are on the trees, getting ready for spring, and yet the snow is just pouring down. God is talking to us. Amen. We say, speak to my heart, Lord. Well, this is quite a word right here. To see the buds on the trees, to see the little flowers coming out on the trees, and to see the snow come down at the same time. So he is speaking to us. He's speaking to us. And we say, Lord, just go ahead and speak. We want to hear what you're saying, and we want to do what you're saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, at this time in our usual service, after we've had some praise and worship and just really focused our hearts and our minds on the Lord, then we go into, this would be, hallelujah. This will be, well, actually what we would usually do, and we're not going to do that today, but what we would usually do is sing thank you, Lord, and then we would you know, go around to see what word the Lord has for us through you. If the Lord has a word, well, why not? We'll stop and do that for a few moments. Because I'm listening to him, and he's like, "Oh, why are you skipping over that?" So, okay. So we'll give you a moment to think. I'm only going to open up your line as if you press your number one key. If you press your number one key, it's because the Lord has something that he wants to share through you. This is what we always say at church, is that we know that God didn't just give us a word. We know that when he sent you to church, when he sent you to call in today, that there was a word through you. And so we're going to take out a little time here and hear that word that the Lord has through you. And so we're going to sing "Thank You, Lord," and then we'll open up the lines. If you're hearing something from the Lord, a scripture, a prayer, a word from the Lord, something that the Lord gave you last week that'll just bless all of us. Amen. You can press your number one key. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so hallelujah. Amen. I see Pastor Catherine has pressed her number one key. Anyone else? You know, we're going to take out a little time here to hear what the Lord is saying through you. If he leads you to press the number one key, do it. If he doesn't, it's okay. Amen. Pastor Catherine, we're opening the line.
I just have a scripture here.
Okay.
For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. And when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, thank you so much. That scripture has always meant something, but now it means something more. Even it's good, you know, for such a time as this. Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
You're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Like I said, I believe that that's a word for such a time as this. I mean, it was a word for other times, and it's a word even for now. Amen. And we praise God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so after we hear what ones have to say, Mom, is there anything that you wanted to say?
The Lord is good all the time.
Amen. Amen. God is good all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even right now, he's good. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, it could have been worse than this. Amen. He's good. He's good. Hallelujah. And then we would go, at this point, we go into our time of offering, tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. So we are doing our tithes and offerings. I saw Pastor Mom. She made up her envelope. While I was running around doing stuff this morning, she had her envelope all ready for tithes and offerings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what we've started doing, we started doing a lot, like I said, declarations and prayers together beginning this year we started this, and we have a prayer for finances that we pray as we give our tithes and offerings. I'll let you know that if you would like to give, if you're here in the building with us in the Heritage House, you can give. We're in 2E, and you can just put it in an envelope and put it on the door or under the door. You can do that. If you're not in the building, or even if you are in the building, we have a new thing called, well, Cash App. Some people know about Cash App. Some know about it from the youngins because they use it all the time. So some of them don't even carry money in their pockets anymore, because that's what a young man told me recently, that he doesn't carry money in his pocket. He just Cash Apps everything. So East St. Louis Christian Center has a Cash App now. And it's called, you know, it has the dollar sign in the front. And then you would just put ESLCCC. And that's for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. The first letters are ESLCCC. Amen. So the dollar sign, ESLCCC. And, of course, if you write a check, you can make that check payable to ESLCCC. Amen. We're going to pray a prayer for finances. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. I pray that I will learn to live free of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise, bring restoration and give me guidance. Show me how I can help increase my finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find it easy to give to you and to others as you have instructed in your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. Help me make good decisions as to how I spend. I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you for the ones that tithe, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You said that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. You would even rebuke the devourer for our sakes. And we bless you for doing that, Lord. And you said for those who gave offerings, that give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. And, Lord God, we always stand on your word, Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, that says that you will make us as much as the sand in the sea and bless us and make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. And bless us as you have promised us. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we pray for those in advance who are giving. Amen. Praise God. So let's go to the word of God today. We do have a word from the Lord, and we praise God for this word that he's given to us. Hallelujah, for such a time as this. We thank him for it. As we get ready to pray over the word before we speak, you can go to your Bibles and go to Psalm 27, verse 1, and Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord today is faith over fear. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Almighty God. You see all. You know all. Nothing slips between the cracks with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we trust you. We trust you with every part of ourselves, Lord God, everything pertaining to us. We trust you. We trust you for ourselves. We trust you for our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord God, you know everything that's going on right now. Man is trying to figure it out. Man is trying to find it out. But you know it all. Hallelujah. So we can rest and be at peace, knowing that you indeed are God and that you are in control of everything. And we bless your holy name, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. So I guess it was probably about last week or so that the Lord gave me this word, faith over fear. Since then, I've been seeing it everywhere. And I was like, well, maybe I saw it somewhere, but I heard it. I heard it, you know, from him, faith over fear. And the other people, I think, who are preaching it, we all got it a different way. So it's still all good. Amen. We have some intersections of what we're saying about faith over fear. But that's a word that the Lord wants to be out there, to have faith over fear. Hallelujah. I didn't give you this scripture, but I want to say this scripture, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I think about, you know, with everything going on with the coronavirus, COVID-19, I heard someone call it the Rona lately. So all the things that it's being called right now, and, you know, it is something that President Trump said, this is an invisible enemy. And it's like, wow, an invisible enemy. And an invisible enemy is one that you cannot see. You can't see. And we can't see this coronavirus. And people that we know and love that we've been hugging on for years because of this social distancing now, kind of step away from them and don't hug them because, you know, we don't know with this invisible enemy, whether, you know, the coronavirus is upon them, and they don't even know that it's upon them right now. And, you know, they may be infected with it. And then we touch them and get infected because it's invisible. You know, you can't see it until you begin to see the effects of this invisible enemy. And the interesting part about that, and when I look at faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is also invisible, but faith has evidence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is also unseen. But we have evidence, hallelujah. And even when it comes to our faith, Jesus is the substance, hallelujah. Hallelujah, he is the substance. And so it's important for us to lean upon the faith that we have, the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we're not going with apples versus oranges. Hallelujah. We're not going with the seen versus the unseen, but we're going with the unseen versus the unseen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hey, our unseen is better than your unseen. Our unseen is over your unseen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our unseen God is over this unseen enemy, this fear, this false evidence appearing real. Yeah. So it appears to be real because it's hopscotching around the globe, and the effect is causing people to close down things and close the doors of the church, and the restaurants are closing and all of this. But God, hallelujah, He is far above all of this. Now let's go to the scripture, Psalm 27, verse 1. Psalm 27 is so good. I just have a love for Psalm 27. And Psalm 27 says, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Hallelujah. Now, we could go on, and it certainly speaks to what's going on right now, faith over fear. And what I look at when I see this scripture is a personal relationship with God. This is so personal. The Lord is my light, my light. Hallelujah. Yeah, He's your light, but He's my light. Amen. And my salvation, so personal. Hallelujah. Whom shall I fear? Now, when the Lord, you know, I prayed with people to be saved in different places, and, you know, sometimes people, you know, I say, you know, are you born again? Are you saved? What's your relationship with the Lord? And then I began to hear, well, my mama is saved. My mama goes to church. I hear things like, well, my grandfather is the pastor of the so-and-so church, you know. But then if they don't say the Lord is my, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. You know, if they don't say something like that, and it's not and they're not making this a relationship personal, then I dig a little further to make sure that they're saved, because it's my desire and the Lord's desire that we all be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So this is it's a personal thing here. So, and here we are when we talk about faith over fear, this has got to be a personal relationship. You know, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your pastor, other people that you know may say that the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? But unless he is our individual light, unless He's your light and your salvation, there's going to be some fear. There's going to be some serious fear. And to even believe that the Lord is your light and your salvation, that's a faith. That's an act of faith. Because He is unseen. You've never seen Him. I've never seen Him. I mean, you may have seen Him in a dream or a vision. But we have to believe by faith that He is our light in the midst of darkness, that He is our salvation, that we have eternal life. You know, and we have to know that personally. Otherwise, there is fear. There is fear. There is big time fear. And if you're feeling fearful, you're feeling afraid right now, make sure that Jesus is your light and your salvation. Hallelujah. And then when he is, there'll be a quote-unquote reverential fear, a reverential trust in him that none of these things around can touch you. Hallelujah. And the Lord is the strength of my life. Here it is personal again. Of whom shall I be afraid? So he has to be your strength. And this is a time where things are tried and tested. God has given us so many opportunities to be tried and tested, to know that he is our light, to know that he is our salvation, to know that he is our strength. Hallelujah. We've had opportunity after opportunity to know that, to have a testimony on that. And I was thinking about the seniors here at the Heritage House. You know, we are seniors. We are at least, most of us are at least over 55 years old. So we've had some time of trials, some testing, some things that we've gone through. And God has given us an opportunity to know, like I said, to know that he is our light and he is our salvation. And you have a testimony. You a senior, you done been through something. You haven't lived all these years to not have gone through something. You've gone through something. You have a testimony, and that is valuable. The Lord was saying to me that even at this time during the coronavirus where so many things are just unknown and unseen, you know, we don't know what's coming up next. But those of us who have a testimony have gone through something where we've said in our heart, Lord, I don't know what the future's going to bring, but I know you hold the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to go back and rehearse some of those testimonies that we saw God take us through something, that it didn't look like we could make it through, but he took us through it and he brought us on the other side. Hallelujah. They're saying now, like with the seniors, they're saying that we are more vulnerable. And at first I was thinking, wow, they talking about the seniors? I just got to really watch out for them. And then I thought to myself, hey, I'm a senior. I'm like, I'm a senior too. And but the thing about it is that as seniors, there's a lot of power in us. There's a lot of authority in us because we have a testimony. We haven't lived this long for nothing. We've been through some things. God has brought us through. His hallelujah. Your grace and mercy brought me through. And I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your grace and your mercy has brought us through all of this stuff. And, Lord God, we thank you that because we have this testimony, we're not the weakling seniors that they're looking at us. Oh yeah, the natural. That's what people see. But the unseen, hallelujah. There's an unseen thing that you gotta know is that we have the blood of the Lamb and we have the word of our testimony.
And we trusting in the Lord, right, Pastor Mom, with all our heart. Hallelujah. We're not leaning to a hallelujah. We're not leaning to our own understanding. But we're trusting him that he's going to direct our path. If we need toilet paper, he's going to bring it to us. Or he's going to tell us how to get that toilet paper. We need some food. He's going to get it to us. He got it to us before. Hallelujah. Everything we needed, he got it to us. His grace and his mercy has brought us through. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we, you know, as seniors, even if you're not a senior, even if you're not over 55, you have a testimony. If you have a testimony, you are powerful. God has placed some power in you through your testimony. And when it looks like, you know, the, all of these reports that are coming in of deaths and all of this, we got to remember what he's taken us through before. He did it before. He'll do it again. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when I look at that scripture, Psalm 27, I look at the Lord is my light. Hallelujah. The opposite of light is darkness. So he is our light over darkness. Darkness, you can't see through it. You know, you can't navigate through it. But he is our light. So in the midst of darkness, we have his light to get us through. And darkness usually brings fear. So he's that light over darkness. The other thing that brings fear to people is death. Death makes so many people afraid. But God doesn't want us to be afraid because he is our salvation. Salvation means that it's over death. Salvation is over death. Our dying does not mean that we are going to be eternally lost. Our dying, our death means that we're going to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have salvation over death. The Lord is my salvation. Hallelujah. And then another thing that makes people fearful is weakness. If they feel weak, it's fearful to a lot of people. But the word of God says that when you are weak, my strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. So us as seniors, us who have even have a testimony with God, we know that we have light over darkness, we have salvation over death, and we have strength over weakness. Glory to God. Whom shall we fear? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We will not be fearful. And then let's go on to Psalm 91. We're not going to go through the whole Psalm 91. But Psalm 91 is our Christian insurance policy. Amen. You may have an insurance policy. And I'm just going to talk about life insurance right now. You may have an insurance policy. Psalm 91, hallelujah, is our insurance policy, our Christian insurance policy. Hallelujah. We have that in the Lord. We have that insurance. And insurance is a practice or arrangement by which a company or government agency provides a guarantee of compensation or protection for specified loss, damage, illness, death, okay, in return for a payment of a premium. Well, Psalm 91, and we think about it in terms of Jesus, hallelujah, we have that protection against loss, damage, illness, or death. We have the protection. And the payment of our premium was paid on the cross. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our payment was paid. Jesus, what? He paid it all. He paid it all on the cross. So we have insurance. When we look at Psalm 91 and you go back and you read Psalm 91, a lot of you know Psalm 91. But when you go back and you read Psalm 91, you'll see that we do have a Christian insurance policy. And just think and remember that Jesus paid it all. Now, also, we have a blessed assurance in Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Assurance is a positive declaration intended to give confidence, and it's a promise. So we can look at Psalm 91 as a promise, hallelujah, of what God said that he would do for us. Glory to God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So in Psalm 91, we find that we have our Christian insurance policy, hallelujah, and we have blessed assurance. So insurance and assurance, hallelujah. So I'm just going to read a bit of Psalm 91, hallelujah. Then we're going to close by saying some declarations after this. We're close to closing now. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And I'll just say that coronavirus, that's a noisome pestilence. Hallelujah. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Now get this, and I'm telling you, remember this, remember this, remember this. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And I'm going to leave it to you to go and read that some more, because that's your insurance, your Christian insurance policy, and your blessed assurance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So what's so important right now is that we have power in us. We have authority. God has invested in us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him, through walking with him, through talking with him, through having a testimony with God, Almighty God, knowing that he's God of everything. Oh, we're fully loaded. Hallelujah. We're packing. And the thing that would stop us from being fully loaded and packing is fear, that false evidence appearing real. We cannot have fear. We cannot have doubt. Hallelujah. I just want to say by the Spirit of God that you know too much about him to doubt him. You know too much about him to doubt him. You've been with him. You've seen him bring you out of things. Just because this is a different kind of thing, this coronavirus, he's brought you out of other things, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will bring you out. He will bring you through. And I'm saying you, and I'm saying me, because this thing is personal. Hallelujah. It's got to be personal now. It can't be, we can't ride on anybody else's faith. We can't ride on anybody else's testimony. We got to ride only on our own testimony with the Lord. Hallelujah. As my sister says, every tub got to sit on its own bottom. And she got that from the seniors from years ago. But every tub's got to stand on its own bottom. Hallelujah. We can't ride on anybody else, just like those virgins, those wise and those foolish virgins. We have to have our own faith, our own hope. God's got to be our testimony. Hallelujah. The Lord has to be your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The Lord has to be your strength. Of whom shall you be afraid? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have a few, hallelujah, I'm trying to close it up here, but we have some declarations that are powerful declarations. And I'm just going to say it. I'll try not to say it too fast so that you can repeat after me these declarations. It would probably be a good thing if I put that on the Facebook page as well. But these declarations, just repeat them after me. God has not given me, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love,
and of a sound mind.
Amen, amen. Another one is this. Fear has no dominion over me.
Because the greater one lives in me.
He has given me victory.
In every area of my life.
Amen. And
amen.
Here's the last one. We'll say this one. Spirit of fear.
Spirit of fear.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I cast you out of my mind.
I cast you out of my mind.
I cast you off my body.
I cast you off my body.
I have no more fear.
I have no more fear.
God loves me as much as he loves Jesus.
God loves me as much as he loves Jesus.
The love of God,
the love of God
is shed abroad,
is shed abroad
in my heart,
in my heart
by the Holy Spirit,
by the Holy Spirit.
And perfect love,
and perfect love
cast out all fear,
cast out all fear
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know as you even said those declarations, the atmosphere around you changed. The atmosphere within you changes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you can say scriptures like that over yourself. If you feel, you know, you can tell if the enemy's trying to bring fear to you. And I'll say this, don't let other people's fear become your fear. You know, people run it out. Got to get meat, got to get toilet paper, got to get hand sanitizer. And they running and running, got to get gloves and got to get masks and all of that. And I'm not saying that you don't need those things, but if you get them, don't get them out of fear. You know, get them because the Lord said, now go get this. You know, before... I guess really at the beginning of all this, I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, go get some Lysol spray. Go to Sam's Club and get some Lysol spray. So that's what I did. And he told me to go get some bowls. I think I got about 300 styrofoam bowls in there. And I still don't understand why the styrofoam bowls. But we'll be feeding people with them bowls out the door. I don't know. But that's what he told me to get. Amen. Amen. And that was right from the beginning. So God knows. God knows. He knows. And so that's how we want to react. We want to react because we heard the Lord. And as Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. And that's where we want to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do what we do at the East St. Louis Christian Center every Sunday, and that's we say two scriptures, John 3:16 and Romans 10:9, and we pray the prayer of salvation. We do understand that you only need to pray the prayer of salvation one time. But when we pray it, and you praying it multiple times, it's so that you can learn and be prepared, because the church doors are closed now. You the church. You always have been the church. And when somebody needs to be saved because some things are going on, and we do understand that this is a time of revival. Hallelujah. So all of us, every one of us who are saved, I don't care if you just got saved last week, you should be able and ready to pray the prayer of salvation with someone so that they can get saved. Amen. You may be the only person in the hospital room with that person. And so we're going to say these two scriptures and write them down if you don't know them. John 3:16, Romans 10:9. Mark it in your Bible. Put your highlight. Put some underline under it. Get it under your belt. There's many more scriptures, but these are the two that we're just talking about today. And get that under your belt, in your gut. Think about it. Roll it around in your head so that you can be able to pray the prayer of salvation with someone. So we're going to say those two scriptures and then pray the prayer of salvation. If there's anyone here on the line after we finish praying, if you have a comment, or question or prayer request before we close, then you can say that at, or press your number one key. Pastor Catherine, you already have your number one key pressed. If you'll press it one more time, then you won't be showing up on the board. So if you want to press it again, I can acknowledge you. So anyone else, after we finish praying this prayer, if you want to make a comment or anything, press your number one key. Okay, so John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. Anyone who has prayed that prayer, whether it's today on the line or whether it's even in the future, Hallelujah. You are born again. You are saved. And, Lord, we just lift them up to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you actually do show them your ways. That now, even as they open up the Bible and read the Bible, that more understanding will come to them in the name of Jesus as never before, because you are the only author. Hallelujah, because you are the author of the Bible. You are the only author that is there every time someone reads your Bible, reads the book. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Give them understanding. Hallelujah. And cause just the right laborers to come and to help them learn more of you in Jesus' name. And seal them right now with your Holy Spirit and with power. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anyone who would like to say anything, you want to make a comment on the, even on the sermon today, you want to encourage the woman of God who spoke today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, amen, amen, hallelujah. And we believe that that God has given each and every one of us power and authority to do all that we're facing, even though we don't even know what's going to come up next, but we know who is there next, who holds the future, and we bless his name. Okay, Pastor Price, thank you for pressing your number one key. We'll open a line for you.
Glory to God. We just want to thank God. Hello. God bless you all today. We want to thank God for being in the service with you and Pastor Mom. The word, fear over faith, was just tremendous. We thank God for every part of the service. Joe and I have been listening. We not only got a chance to listen to you all, but to Pastor Catherine's service today with Pastor Maurice this morning. And it's just been such a great, wonderful, hallelujah. It's been such a great, wonderful blessing. The word has been good, the music, everything. And so we just want to thank God for each one of you all. We send much love to you all today. And just thank God for the word today.
Amen. Amen. We love you all, too. And thanks for coming on. Thanks for your love and your support. We do appreciate it.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And you all have a blessed day now.
Okay, you too. I'm sitting here about to hang this phone up. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I feel like we're just talking on the phone. Amen. Love you all. Have
Amen.
A blessed day.
All right.
Amen. Area code 314-315. We're opening up your line now.
This is Cleora Johnson. Just want to thank you for the most powerful word. Thank you.
Amen, Miss Cleora. Thank you. Praise God. You made it.
Enjoyed every minute of it.
Amen. Amen. Thank
you. And I took notes.
You took notes? Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Praise I'm hanging
God.
Up. All right, I'm hanging up.
Hey, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Catherine, your line is still lit up. I'm going to open it for a moment. I don't know if you're there. You might be doing something else. Pastor Catherine? Okay. Amen. All right. Praise God. So we're going to close now. But thank you all so much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. Pastor Mom's going to close us out with a word of prayer.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent. One
from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And I close.
Amen. All right. God bless you all. We're going to close with a song today. I'm going to play a little bit of it. It's called Surrounded, Fight My Battles. And this is Michael W. Smith, and he's saying, you know, I'm surrounded by God, and this is how we fight our battles. So we're not fighting against flesh and blood. This is an invisible enemy, but we're surrounded by an invisible God. And our fight is a fight to stand by faith and not go fear. Amen. Have a blessed day, everybody.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my